So what I want to do in saying this, we're coming to an end of a year, because that's all right. It's all right to have landmarks. It's all right to have landmarks. You kind of know you're on the right path. You'll know you're on the right path. You got landmarks. You know, end of this year, that don't mean, I don't get in this thing, you know, we're going to make this great New Year's revolution or whatever. No, I just keep doing what I've been doing last year and just increase it. Hello? And keep doing what you were doing last year and just increase it. Don't make some big old stuff, do all that stuff, and then go home and sit down. Amen. So are you ready? Because we are going to dig in here some more into this grace. And make a commitment. I'm not going to be satisfied until some of you are doing it, but too few. Now I got somebody sitting beside me that hadn't been attending church so they can be taught this word of God. I promise you this, by the grace of God on my life, that I'm going to teach and preach the word of God. I'm not going to throw you something out there trying to thrill you. Now, if you get thrilled, it's all right. It's going to be Holy Ghost inspired, not because I'm trying to work it up. Amen. Hello, somebody. And having said that, and I promise you I'll be on time this morning. Amen. Amen. I'll be on time. We'll go ahead and dismiss the children and the nursery. Open your Bible with us this morning. Let's go back and revisit the Gospel of John, chapter 1. All right? And we're talking about God's amazing grace. And the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Let's go back and revisit that text again. It says, let me get to my notes. If you remember, we're talking about God's amazing grace. If you remember, our text says in Ephesians, for by grace are you saved through faith. You remember that? And that's not yourselves, a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. Notice, for by grace are you saved how? Through faith. That's not of yourself, but it's what? A gift of God. And then verse 9 says, not of works lest any man should boast. But you should have, I went through a number of scripture that talked about Paul began his letter. What? How did he begin it? He said, may grace and peace be multiplied unto you, or may the grace of God be, grace and peace be given unto you from God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. He opened just about every one of his letters talking about the grace of God. Amen? Amen. All right, so let's go back to the Gospel of John, and let's read that text again. Now that's our kickoff place. All right. Notice the grace of God. We have in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, he said, for God so loved the world. I guess everybody can quote that scripture. For God did what? So loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. And then in John 1:14, it tells us what happened. The word became flesh, the King James says. The word became flesh and did what? Dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, what? full of grace and truth. But the Amplified says it like this, and I won't take time to read that. Ooh, glory. Oh, glory. He says, and the word Christ became flesh, human, incarnated, and tabernacle, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from the Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Notice what he was full of. He was full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Not empty, but full. And this is going, this is real interesting what the Lord have to say to us this morning. He was full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. The 15th verse said, God says, John testified about him and cried out. This was he of whom I said, he who cometh after me is he has priority over me. For he was before me, he takes his ranks above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief. Verse 16 says, for out of his fullness, abundance, this is what came out. Out of his fullness, abundance, this is what came forth. Out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all have a share, and we were all supplied with. out of his what? Fullness, his abundance. We have all received. Are you hearing me? All have a share, and we were all supplied with. So I leave nobody out. This marvelous, amazing grace of God have given to humanity, to his redeemed, that he purchased everything that came out of the fullness of the gift of God. What was in the fullness? He talked about what? He talked about his fullness of his spiritual blessing, which means his life, his wisdom, his knowledge, his strength, his increase, his ability to bless, increase, prosper, overcome, soar, triumph. Out of that came, out of him has been given to us his fullness. We have received that. Now this is how the verse read. He said, has supplied with one grace after another, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. You notice it didn't say just a little dab, but it heaped up. Are y'all in the house so far?